I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria are under states of emergency due to Ebola. World Health Organization is calling it an international health emergency. Reach Beyond Sheila Leach says medical partners are standing in the gap in times where people face their mortality. Hope of Christ goes a long way.
Prayer for our patients that are going through this terrible situation, that they will know the comfort of God at this time, even though they can't feel the comfort of human touch. We need to be praying for our healthcare workers, for protection from them.
Next, both sides have agreed to a ceasefire in the Central African Republic. The country's been racked by violence since 2012, when rebel groups tried to overthrow the government and establish their own. When the rebels split up, though, the anti-Balaka troops retaliated violently. World Watch Monitor says that in both campaigns, thousands of Christians were either killed or driven from their homes. Now that all sides have agreed to a ceasefire, a new government's being established. You'll find ways to pray at our website. And as Russia amasses troops along the Ukrainian border, Christians are gearing up for a battle of a different kind, a spiritual one. Russian ministries will be partnering with Dennis and Lydia Bowen of Ripe for Harvest World Outreach to help provide counseling to Ukrainian refugees and war victims. This will be a great way to reach Ukrainians with the gospel.
The fact that this will be offered in communities through the churches means that people will be going to churches, calling pastors or other Christian leaders
who will share their faith. It's part of Russian Ministry's iCare program. Find out about it and support it through our website links. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your name, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.